Jimmy in Texas has a patio project. What can we do for you?
I was wondering, I want to enclose my patio and make it a family room, but I want to know if the concrete slab is thick enough. It's only about 6 inches thick.
It's not.
No?
It's not thick enough, no. And it's good that you're calling now, Jimmy, because too many times in the years I spent as a home inspector and in the many years I spent on the radio, I've heard about the results of enclosing a patio or creating an enclosed space, like it's an addition to your house, on top of what was never intended to be the slab foundation for the room. And so right now it seems pretty easy to just add a door, add a window, add some walls. But what happens is you're going to see a lot of movement in that soil, and you're going to get a lot of gaps, and so it's definitely not okay to just wall over a patio and put a door on and call that an extension to your room. If you want to do it, you have to tear out the patio that's there and pour a proper foundation for one, then a new slab.
What would be the recommended thickness?
Well, you'd have to have a foundation with a footing. You'd have to have a footing that goes down about 3 feet. And then you can pour a slab on top of that. You can't just use that patio slab, like you say, it's 6 inches thick,
right,
and make that the base of the walls.
Okay, I wouldn't be able to pour another slab over that then?
No, you would have to put a foundation
around
it. Sorry, Jimmy, it's not that easy. And I'm glad you're calling, though, because a lot of times we hear about this, you know, many, many years later when, you know, one guy puts up some walls and another owner comes in and puts in some windows and somebody else puts in some doors and then somebody finally adds heat and then the whole thing starts to fall apart and you wonder why.
Right. Okay, well, I wish it was that easy, but I guess not. Okay.
All right, Jimmy, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. And just enjoy that patio outside. It's lovely weather there in Dallas, Texas.
But, you know, it could be a good do-it-yourself project if you get somebody to do the foundation and the footing, and you go ahead and finish the space. I mean, you keep costs down that way.
I agree. A lot of times it's good to have a pro just tackle those elements of the project you don't want to do yourself, and then you can do the rest.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.